by Kaha, Ministry of Disabled People. Call for nominations for the My Home, My Choice Program Steering Group. Introduction. FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People, FICAHA, is committed to working in partnership with disabled people, Māori and government to transform the disability support system in line with the Enabling Good Lives, EGL, approach. The My Home, My Choice work program focuses on the work needed to change the way people in residential services are supported so they have more choice and control in their lives. This means supporting disabled people and tangata whaikaha Māori to live everyday lives in everyday places and be seen as citizens with opportunities for learning, working, having somewhere to call home and fully participate in their community. Our partnership approach. We will work in partnership with disabled people, tangata whaikaha Māori, family and whānau, so changes are guided by their voices and experiences. The project team will include 1. Amanda Bleckman, Deputy Chief. Executive Operational Design and Delivery is the project's major sponsor. 2. Renowned leaders Sir Robert Martin, KNZM, and Gary Williams, MNZM, both hold leadership positions as the project's patrons. And 3. A steering group which includes disabled people, tangata whaikaha Māori, Pacific people, family and whānau, and providers. The steering group is responsible for guiding the work. Leadership and governance. My Home, My Choice will be guided by the experiences of people who have lived in residential support services and/or institutions. The project sponsor will determine the steering group membership in liaison with the patrons. The program leads are Gordon Boxall and Kelly Woolston. We know that hearing the voices of the community is essential for the success of My Home, My Choice. The program leads have engaged with representative networks on the design and format of the steering group and will seek their support to access and nominate people who will be most suitable to participate. Regular liaison will continue, including how steering group members are supported to undertake their role to best effect and to also amplify the voices and perspectives of their wider networks. My Home, My Choice is informed and guided by 1. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, UNCRPD. 2. Our obligations under Te Tiriti or Waitangi. 3. The Enabling Good Lives Principles and Approach. 4. Learnings and experiences shared at the Royal Commission of Inquiry, Abuse and Care. 5. The Waitangi Tribunal Report, Y2575, the Health Services and Outcomes Inquiry. 6. New Zealand Disability Strategy. And 7. Te Aorerekura National Strategy to Eliminate Family Violence and Sexual Violence. FICAHA has responsibility for Action 28. The My Home, My Choice Program Steering Group. FICAHA is setting up a steering group to oversee this important work. The steering group will inform the program design, implementation and evaluation. Steering group members will bring their personal experience, leadership skills and subject matter knowledge to guide the actions and priorities of the program team. This is a paid role. Any access needs, such as meeting assistants or NZSL interpreters, will be covered. The steering group will include 1. A disabled leader with experience of residential services and a good understanding of what a good home and living situation would look like for them. 2. A tangata whaikaha Māori leader with knowledge of Te Tiriti or Waitangi, experience of residential care services and a good understanding of what a good home and living situation would look like for tangata whaikaha Māori and their whānau. 3. A leader from the Pacific disability community with experience of residential care and a good understanding of what a good home and living situation would look like for disabled Pacific peoples and their families. 4. A family and/or whānau leader with experience of residential care and a good understanding of what a good home and living situation would look like for them. 5. a leader from an organisation that provides residential services with a proven track record of providing good homes and living situations for disabled people. And 6, a leader with expertise in implementing the Enabling Good Lives approach and enabling disabled people to have a good home and living situation. Members will be selected to make sure the following values and experience is represented in the group. 1. Commitment to the vision and principles of the Enabling Good Lives Committee to Equity. 2. Lived experience of residential services and/or institutions. 3. Experience monitoring and evaluating residential services from lived disability or whānau perspective. 4. Understanding of Te Tiriti or Waitangi and Te Ao Māori and the ability to translate this into new ways of working. And 5. Good connections with a wider network of disabled people and/or families. It will be desirable for steering group members to have some of the following. 1. Experience finding solutions that align with the priorities of A. Pacific communities and B. migrant and refugee communities. 2. An understanding of LGBTQIA communities. 3. A user of augmentative communication or an understanding of communication with people who are non-speaking. 4. Experience creating alternatives to traditional residential services or demonstrated desire to work in different ways. 5. An understanding of safeguarding with a view to supporting self-determination. And 6. An understanding of community development. How the selection process of steering group members will work. 1. The submitted nominations will be reviewed. 2. The applicant will be shortlisted. 3. An interview will be organised for shortlisted applicants. And 4. Steering group members will be selected and appointed. All applicants will be communicated with. How the steering group will work. The steering group will meet online monthly. The terms of reference for the steering group will be available at the first meeting. We ask members to set aside 4 hours per month for membership. Meetings will be 2 hours, including a short break, with an additional 2 hours between meetings for reading, meeting preparation, and consultation with networks. Members may be asked for information and advice between meetings. Steering group meetings will be assisted by an independent facilitator. How to apply for the My Home, My Choice steering group. You can apply by clicking on and filling in this form. Narrator's note, the form will be narrated following this, which will also set out other methods of submitting an application if you prefer. Whichever way you choose, send your nominations to nominations@whaikaha.govt.nz. Also use that email if you have any questions. Nominations close at 9 a.m. on Monday, the 26th of June, 2023. The first meeting of the steering group will be in early July 2023.